time for Dial-A-Doc. And joining us today from FHN Family Counseling, it is Alyssa Edler. Good morning, Alyssa. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks so much for joining us. And wow, what a beautiful day yesterday. Did you get a chance to enjoy that at all?
I did. It was gorgeous outside.
My goodness, it was like a May day, and we don't get that many of them in April, so certainly appreciated.
Right.
Well, Alyssa, can each of you, can you describe your role at FHN as a counseling center, family counseling center, and in connection with the very fun bowling event that's coming up later this month? Just what do you do there?
Yeah, so I am a prevention specialist at FHM Family Counseling Center, and I'm also a committee chair of the Striking Success for Children event. My job is directly working with the youth throughout our community, and I can really see where adding additional behavioral health services would be super beneficial for our area.
Now, the kids you work with, are they a broad spectrum of kids? From all kinds of families?
Yeah, so I go into the local middle schools of our area and teach a youth prevention education curriculum with them. So I get to work with 6th and 7th graders throughout the school year.
What's it like working with 6th and 7th graders? Are they attentive?
I actually really enjoy it. They keep it very entertaining and exciting every day.
Well, I bet. I bet they throw some questions at you that you might go, wow, wasn't expecting that one.
Definitely.
Yes. Now, this event coming up, Striking Success for Children, is, by the way, coming up Thursday, April 25th this year. And this event benefits FHN Family Counseling Programs for at-risk youth in our area. And can you tell us a little bit about what some of those are, some of those at-risk
youth? Yeah, so the funds that we're raising are going to expand those youth services. So some examples would be like our parent enrichment program, our prevention department, which I'm involved in, or even just developing new programs to benefit our local schools and juvenile justice services. And those funds can be raised by either pledges, in-kind donations, raffles, and sponsorships. And each of our bowlers is expected to raise at least $50 for the event, but I've heard that some of our bowlers, at least in our building, are up to $300 that they've raised. So it's really awesome.
Oh, that is fantastic. And a lot of times people just need to be asked.
Yeah.
And they're very happy to help out. And nobody is offended when they're asked, you know, if it's not affordable, you can just say that. But what a great thing to do for the kids. Get back to the bowling. Some of the prevention you teach for kids, is that tobacco and drugs or other things?
Yeah, so it's alcohol and tobacco and other drugs. So we kind of hit all topics, but a big part of the curriculum that I teach is to help teach them just skills to achieve a future that they want to have.
That sounds great. Now, with the bowling event, Four Seasons Bowling Center, 5 until 10 that night, Thursday, April 25th, who are some of the major sponsors that are helping you out around?
So currently our major sponsors are McPherson Law Office and MetLife, but there's still opportunities to become a top tier sponsor. And then we also have multiple sponsors at our other tier levels. But we've also seen in the past that local businesses get really creative in raising their funds. An example would be Midwest Community Bank. They have an internal campaign that they do, and in the past it's helped them raise over $4,000 for the last bowling event that they did.
Oh my, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some of these companies like to get in year after year, and it's a wonderful way to get mixing with the kids. Now, when you're part of this, do you bowl too, or you have the option of donating and bowling, or one or the other?
Yeah, you could do both. I'm currently donating and bowling. So there's a lot of people in our office and within FHN who really enjoy the event, and I know try to go all out, and it's friendly competition. You get to interact with your coworkers and just have a really good time throughout the whole entire evening.
Now, when you form a team, how many people are on a team?
On our teams, there are 6 people.
Okay. And I have to ask you, Alyssa, how's your bowling game?
It's okay. It depends on the day. Sometimes I can get like a good 100. Other times it's a low 70.
It's nice to get into the triple digits, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's a pure math game, too. You know, you can get seven pins, 6 pins, 5 pins. If you don't get all of them at least a couple of times, it's hard to add up over 100 for sure.
Yes.
How much money are you trying to raise with the Striking Success for Kids event?
So our target goal is $20,000 for the year, but we're really hoping to get a stretch goal of about $25,000 this year.
And how many years have you been doing this?
So this is our first year raising it for FHN Family Counseling Center as a whole. In the past, they have done it for Big Brothers Big Sisters, but this year we're doing it specifically for the Family Counseling Center.
And with all the details I've mentioned, it's Thursday, April 25th, but location and times and all that good stuff, and when your teams have to be into you folks, what are all those details?
Yeah, so it's on Thursday, April 25th at Four Seasons Bowling Center in Freeport. Registration's going to start at 5 p.m., so if you want to get your favorite ball or get the best shoes, show up early. And we're going to be throwing the first ball a little shortly after 6 p.m., and then obviously going until about 10 or until the last team has finished up their game.
I bowled not too long ago. There are some wild shoes and wild bowling balls out there these days.
Yes.
Now, there's a fun theme for this year's event. Can you talk a little bit about that, Alyssa?
Yeah, so our theme is Rocking Through the Decades. So we've encouraged everyone to show up dressed as his or her favorite band, duo, or singer throughout any year. Some groups that we have are the Rolling Stones, Spice Girls, and ZZ Top. So we encourage everyone to just come and get ready to rock.
Well, the ZZ Top gang, I hope they started growing their beards last year.
Right.
And if anybody's going as 80s rocker, you might need some hairspray in the bathrooms, too. That'll be a really, really cool. And just those kinds of things, if everybody participates and does that, it's just going to be a hoot. And you probably want to have your outfit so that you can actually bowl, too.
Exactly.
It's like a Halloween outfit. Sometimes they're not real functional. Now, what kind of teams or what kind of fun can teams expect that evening? What are some of the other things planned?
So the style of bowling for the evening is going to be moonlight bowling, and then we're also handing out a couple different awards. So we have a team spirit award, a high scoring team award, and a low scoring team award. But we're also going to be introducing a new activity called Buy a Bowler, Block a Bowler. So with that, you're going to be able to purchase a bowler to help improve your team's score. You could buy a bowler to hinder another team's score, or you could block a bowler from bowling for you as all together.
Hey, we're going to loan you our worst bowler for a couple of frames here and help raise money. That sounds like a great way to do it, and you can bring in a ring or two.
Yeah.
How many people get involved in this, Alyssa?
So we have many people that are getting involved, local businesses, like I said, people within FHN as a whole. We have a lot of FHN teams that are coming to bowl that night. If other people are wanting to get involved, you still have the opportunity to sponsor a bowler. You could donate, or even just coming to the event to watch the bowlers and cheer them on and take part in our raffles that we are having that evening. And if you are interested in donating, you can go online at fhn.org/strikingsuccess.
That sounds wonderful. And I'm reading your little flyer here for that event. And it looks like each person on a team needs to raise the $50. You mentioned that. But those who raise $100 get a Striking Success for Children t-shirt. And those who raise $250 or more receive a Striking Success for Children hooded sweatshirt. So some incentives there to get those numbers higher, too.
Yep.
All right. One more time for folks that would like to donate or participate. What website should they go to again?
Yeah, for more information, you can go to fhn.org/strikingsuccess, or you can call the FHN Foundation office at 815-599-6900.
We've been talking with Alyssa Edler, FHN Family Counseling Center, and Striking Success for Kids, for Children, happening Thursday, April 25th at Four Seasons Bowling Center. Goes from 5 until 10. Alyssa, very nice talk with you. Have fun. I hope you get like 120 on your score and you get bragging rights. What are you going as for your rock star?
My team is actually the Spice Girl team, so I'm going to be showing up as Sporty Spice for the evening.
Well, have fun, Sporty, and thanks for joining us, Alyssa.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. That's Tyler Dock, and what's going on at FHN from FHN Family Counseling Center. That was Alyssa Edler.